climb in and hold on. We're driving the conversation. It's the Jolynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show on this Thought Leader Thursday. And there is definitely a need for thought leaders to step forward. So joining me in the studio today is one of our very own thought leaders, Paul Baker, CEO of the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce. If you're just joining us before the break, Paul and I were talking about the fact that a lot of people have a difficult time separating the terrorist organization Hamas from the Palestinian people.
And so I do actually have a genuine feel of empathy and worry and concern for people in Palestine, but I understand people that live in Israel as well. And I know what that can look and feel like when they have a terrorist organization coming in and just killing people, you know, without any concern whatsoever. It's just horrible to see that. And listening and hearing some of the things that are coming out of our college campuses is just extremely worrying to think that they don't understand what's actually going on out there and why things are the way they are.
And as I look at it, Paul, it almost seems as if you have some of these young people who are looking for a place to belong, and this has become kind of trendy to take up this position, to defend. I mean, when I see people waving these signs that say, glory to Hamas, that is deeply, deeply disturbing because terrorism is something we should all be concerned about, and there's really no excuse for that level of brutality that we've been seeing. Paul, as you and I were talking a few moments ago before we actually started this, you were mentioning to me that you heard something that caught your attention from KID News Radio's own Glenn Beck.
Yeah, I caught a glimpse of it. I wish I had time to listen to the entire show. But one thing that they did this morning was talk about the formation of the United States and the importance that the United States has in terms of being a safe harbor for people to come and live and be free, you know, and that there is a God-given right for people to come and have a place in the world where they can do that. And I, like I said, I am one of those people that I am really grateful to be living here in the United States. And I'm married to a wonderful American woman. We often talk about how the United States actually is, you know, from a biblical perspective, and so from our own personal religious beliefs, is that, you know, is the promised land and is a place for people to seek refuge, and that this land has been covenanted and is a promised land for people to, you know, flee to in a place where they're, you know, worried about where they're living. You know, look at, again, I'll refer to Ireland, the mass migration of people fleeing Ireland to come and live here in the United States. You think about, you know, opportunities to fulfill the American dream. You know, it's important that we protect those things, and that anyone from any society in the world who wants to come and live here in the United States, that we ensure and cherish it and protect it, so that we always have that option, that the world has the option to come and find a place where they can be welcomed and live and grow and succeed.
I love that you have that perspective that many of us who grew up here simply don't have. It's easy to take those beautiful freedoms for granted. And I believe with everything that we're seeing, now is a time for us to take that step back and really appreciate the freedoms that we have and recognize that we have an opportunity to set an example for the rest of the world. Because I continue to believe that the Constitution and the freedoms here are a wonderful blueprint that other countries could perhaps take some example from.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I've been a student of American history for most of my life. I have been, as from a young age, I really was excited to learn about the history of the United States and the founding fathers and the Constitution and the importance of freedom of speech and, you know, freedom to live the way you wish to live. And I've grown up in areas and I've visited areas in the world where those freedoms do not exist. And, you know, we're in a situation where, you know, people do have the right to speak from their college campuses. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we all have to agree.
Right.
Right. But we can have discourse and it can be civil. But we also have to do it under the flag which this country is founded upon, which is those freedoms. Right. And there are places in the world where they just do not exist. And so some of the things that are coming out of our campuses, some of the, like I've seen flags, you know, LGBTQ community in support of Hamas, those people would be decapitated and would be killed if they were, you know, discovered out in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
You know, so it's like there's a lack of education or information. And I think some of that's down to how people are consuming information and really trying to be informed and understand what actually goes on in these geographical locations outside the United States and help people understand, like, you know, as a foreigner moving into the United States, I am extremely grateful that I have accessibility to the people that we've elected as our leaders. I didn't have that back in the UK. You know, I had to jump through so many hoops to get in touch with the person that I voted for, you know, to speak to that person. Whereas the chamber held a legislative lunch the other day.
That was incredible.
And everybody asked, what's the best way for us to get in touch with you? And the majority of them said, just text me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think like that, it's that stuff that we take for granted sometimes is that we have, and you may not agree with them on every policy and every issue, but the fact that you can actually text a legislator and ask for them to have a conversation with you, for me is foreign, you know, and it's wonderful that we have that opportunity here.
It is a wonderful opportunity, and I love what you're talking about, because as I have been watching all of this erupt on college campuses, I am a big believer that we have to preserve freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't, there's some ugly unintended consequences. But what I would love to see, Paul, is to get some of these student groups that are really passionate, invite them in. I think university officials are missing a key opportunity here. Get them around a table, have a moderator, and let's have a real conversation mm-hmm. where some education mm-hmm. can take place.
Yeah.
And I think it's really much more difficult. Brené Brown says this. She's one of my favorite authors. People are hard to hate up close. So mm-hmm. as we move in and have those conversations that can become productive, mm-hmm. I think the possibilities are really positive.
I love that sentiment. And I think, you know, to be civil, to have a civilization, to have a community, really is founded upon that face-to-face discussion
mm-hmm.
and having a good civil conversation and understanding each other's point of view, but coming to some sort of agreement that I respect your point of view, you respect my point of view, here's our commonality, here's our common ground, and let's move forward on these areas that we can both agree on and move forward and progress together, not separate into different silos of left and right.
Well said. Paul Baker, CEO of the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me along, Jolene.